Do you have a tattoo? Have you had one and had it removed? This is 91.7. I'm Mark Caney. A recent survey found that 45 million Americans have at least one tattoo and that $1.65 billion is spent each year on tattoos. While studies also show that most people are happy they did it, there are some who regret it, and there can be drawbacks in the workplace as well. Later in the hour, we'll switch from looking at the business of tattoos to the business of conventions and tourism in Cincinnati. We'd like to hear your experiences with tattoos. You can call us at 513-419-7100, email us at talk@wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. But first, joining me are local tattoo artists, India Barons with Skincraft, Chris Sanders, who's the owner of Nightshade, Inc., and also human resources consultant Kathleen Snyder with Strategic Human Resources. Thanks for being here with us today.
Thanks for having us, Mark.
Thank you.
India and Chris, let's start with the two of you, whoever wants to go first. What's your background? What kind of training did you go through to become a tattoo artist?
Well, I have a master's degree in fine arts. My sister tattooed probably before I even started my master's degree program, and I was going to teach college and changed my mind about teaching college and asked her to apprentice me. So I did an apprenticeship under her, and I've been tattooing for 13 years.
Wow. So you actually had a formal background, a formal training in art.
Yeah. I think there are a lot more tattoo artists nowadays who have a formal background, and I think it's being taken a lot more seriously than it used to be.
Chris, what's been your experience? How did you get into the business of being a tattoo artist?
I as well have an art degree. That has no bearing on my tattooing, really. But I got a tattoo at 18, and by the time I was 19, I was doing tattoos. I started in 92 in Savannah, Georgia, also after serving a formal apprenticeship into the skill.
So are apprenticeships a common thing that you do to get into this business?
It's it can be viewed as you might get a leg up from your apprenticeship if you have somebody that already knows what they're doing versus figuring it out by trial and error.
Now, is it a case of, is this a highly regulated industry? Do you have to license with the state? Do you have to go through various different things with them to do this kind of work?
Yes, we're licensed through the state, the city, if you're in the city, and the Board of Health.
Let's go back. India, you were talking about why you got into this kind of work. You were starting to touch on that. Why specifically did you decide you wanted to do tattoos as your form of art?
That's a good question. I just really appreciate the work as an art form. I started getting tattooed as well before I finished college and really loved it. I actually decided I was going to start tattooing before I finished getting my degree.
And Chris, what was you said you got a tattoo, you liked it, and you just kept going. Is that what happened with you?
That's about how it went. I didn't have any real interest in doing tattoos until I got one, and then I decided that was the road for me. It seemed like an appropriate lifestyle and a way I could express myself as an artist. Also, it's nice to take what's inside people and put it on the outside.
And how is business for each of you? Is there demand for your work?
Yes, business is good.
I feel like there is, yes.
Now, what kinds of clients do you get? I mean, this is the old perception was that the people who got tattoos were rebels or criminals or bikers or that kind of thing. But what kind of clientele are you getting in your practices?
Oh my gosh, I all age groups, all backgrounds. I tattoo, you know, 60-year-old women and 18-year-old girls and professionals, and so it's just across the board. It's all over the place.
The outlaw outlook on tattooing is a misconceived demographic. Even if you look back in the history of it, you have nothing but doctors, lawyers. They get tattooed as well. What's under that suit is a little different.
So the perception is just that. It's a perception. It's not accurate. How far back do tattoos date in history? I mean, when did the whole concept start?
Since people.
The oldest found life form on the planet that had skin on it that was of human nature is tattooed. So we call it the second oldest profession.
Wow. Now, you were saying, India, that this is not so much a generational thing, that you're seeing people of all different ages, that this appeals to not just younger people, but older people. Chris, same experience with you?
Absolutely. it sweeps across the board. Everybody gets a want for a tattoo once in a while, and some people go with that want. It comes at different times in different people's lives. Sometimes very late in life, sometimes very early.
Do you think the perceptions about tattoos are changing, that they're becoming more mainstream?
I think definitely. Yeah, I think having all of these shows about tattooing and so many people who are, you know, rock music people and actors and actresses, and it's becoming very seen. It's not as hidden as it used to be, I don't think.
And what's your experience with that, Chris? You think it's becoming a more accepted thing?
More and more so. Even in 92, when I started professionally, it was huge. It was primarily women breaking down that barrier, and then their husbands following suit. And it's grown and swept since then into pretty much every demographic. But again, it started in every demographic as far back as I remember.
We'd really love to hear your tattoo stories. If you have a tattoo, you're happy with it, give us a call at 513-419-7100. Share your experiences with tattoos. And Kathleen, your experience as far as this goes in the workplace, is this something where employers are becoming more and more accepting of employees who have tattoos, or is it something they're still slow in coming around to?
It can depend on the employer, and it depends on the nature of the industry of what that employer is doing and what the company's doing. Certain industries, particularly if you get into something creative, the other industries where artists tend to have gravitated to, tattoos are very acceptable. And as a matter of fact, that's kind of a good indication of somebody's level of creativity and what they can do is oftentimes how they display their body art and things. Different types of professions, maybe something in finance, something in banking, something that's perceived as being a little bit more conservative, has been a little bit slower to come along, but they are starting to get there. It depends on the company and depends on the culture. But something to keep in mind, because tattooing is so prevalent, if you rule that person out, if you rule out that candidate pool, you've just ruled out a fairly large chunk of your candidate pool when you're trying to fill positions and with the talent pool that you may have with your company.
And I read an article that said that one of the problems was a generational thing, and I don't know what your take on this would be, but it said the problem is that you have people 45 plus who are the bosses, and it's people who are under 45 primarily who are really, really going for this kind of thing. And that's part of the problem. It's the older generation that's looking at this and saying, no, I don't like that. Is that a correct perception or not?
It has been in the past, I think. I think that's coming along because it's not so much that tattoos in the past, as Chris said, it's not – tattoos have always been there, and a lot of different people have always had tattoos. I think from a perception-wise and also from a perception of the professional workplace, as they've become more accepted in society in general and gotten rid of that, you know, bad person or, you know, criminal gangbanger type image, as they become much more mainstream, they've become much more accepted in the workplace. So, I mean, one of the things that with the generation concept, the older generation still has tattoos. They were just more willing to hide them because they had to. So you're seeing more and more of that. They've always been there. It's just a matter of how open somebody is about whether they have them or not. With the younger generation, the Gen Ys, the millennials coming up, things like that, they're much more independent. They tend to be much more expressive, and they want to be able to express themselves through their body art and things. They're just much more open to that. So it's been a little bit of there's as culture has shifted, corporate has shifted too. A little slower sometimes, but it's getting there, and it's getting more and more open. And also, companies are putting a lot more focus on diversity. That, you know, they don't necessarily want the lineup of employees all in the navy blue suit anymore. They're open to diversity. They're open to different ideas and the way people express themselves. So it's getting there.
We've got a phone call. Brennan from Cincinnati says he has a tattoo, had it covered up, and also that he knows India. Brennan, welcome.
Hello, how are you doing?
Very well. How about yourself?
I'm doing well.
What's your comment?
Well, I am 40 years old, and I got my first tattoo when I was 38. And I've known India since 1996, and she did some work for me, not in the tattoo field, but in her fine arts field. She built some tables for my motorcycle shop, so I just wanted to say hi and contribute to the program.
Hi, Brandon.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Awesome.
So we can say that you're a satisfied customer, Brennan?
Other than you know, honestly, my first tattoo, I got it in Texas, and it was a hack job. And so I had it covered up, and I made one of the classic tattoo mistakes, which was getting someone's initials tattooed on me. And so, you know, the folly lies therein.
And when you say, of course, we'll clarify there, you're clarifying it for us. When you say covered up, you don't mean you got rid of it. You just mean you had a new tattoo put on. So
I had a new tattoo. I had a new tattoo put on.
Okay.
Something to cover up the old mistake. And so that's something that it seems that a lot of people do, and then other people, you know, try to have them removed, which I didn't think that was a good idea.
Okay. Thank you very much, Brandon. We appreciate your questions and your comments.
All right. Thanks a lot.
And Chris, in India, do you have a lot of business from people who come in and say, cover up the old tattoo? Do you see that happen quite a bit?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, a lot.
As tattooing becomes more and more popular, our industry becomes replete with artists that have less than formal training. And a lot of people that are figuring it out at home, what I like to call kitchen magicians. Our industry is semi-medical and extremely technical. It could take a lifetime to learn even with proper training. So without proper training, you wind up with crude marks all over the body that wind up illegible or just regrettable in general. And we try to steer people away from placing that kind of ownership over another person, such as getting their initials or their name tattooed on them. It almost always goes that way. They almost always break up afterwards.
Yeah. I actually had one person come in and get his girlfriend's name and come back half an hour later and ask me to cover it. And I said, it didn't work, did it?
I had a friend that wanted a divorce, so he got his wife's name tattooed on him. And 2 months later,
yep.
That can be a problem.
There seems like there's an easier way.
Yeah, it does, Kathleen. Let's take another phone call here. This one is Rachel in Norwood. Rachel says she got a tattoo for her father who passed away 2 months ago. Rachel, sorry to hear about your loss of your father. What do you have to say?
The tattoo was because it was a healing, you know, designing it. I got it at a shop down on Calhoun Street in near campus, and talking to the tattoo artist, I wasn't sure what I wanted when I went in, but really talking about him and getting some ideas and designing it was really healing.
And you know, I've heard people say that in the past. It's common. I have a close acquaintance who got one to bond with her sister, who was going to Afghanistan. She was in the Air Force. And she said, we did this we each got tattoos as a way of saying we're sisters, we'll never be separated. So there's a lot to be said for that.
And the tattoo I got is kind of cryptic. You really had to have known him to understand it. It's a treble clef with the, you know, the life alert, the lifeline symbol with E equals MC square on the end. Because he was a science teacher and a musician, and those were the things that connected his life. So you really have to have known him to understand it. I get asked about it all the time, and it's great to be able to talk about him and know that he's still with me.
Oh, that's nice. That's a good way to look at it.
Now, do you find that by getting that tattoo, and it sounds like this was fairly recent, has it impacted your work life at all? Is it someplace visible, or are you in a type of profession where it would impact your work?
At the moment, I'm unemployed.
Okay.
When I got it, I was teaching preschool, and I was wearing polos. It's on my back left shoulder, so it's not something that's visible. I do have one on the inside of my left wrist for my cat, who passed away in October. And that one, not at all. I had coworkers who had tattoos on their feet, who had tattoos on their legs and their arms. In my profession, in my work life, it's not a big deal.
That's good. I see that as a good thing.
Yeah.
A question for you is this.
Can we hold the thought for just...
Sure.
I'm sorry, Chris. We're running a little behind on the break here. And we'll continue our conversation on tattoos after the break. Focus a little bit more on the drawbacks of tattoos. You can join the conversation at 513-419-7100. Email talk at wvxu.org. Or find us on Facebook or Twitter. And since Chris had a question for Rachel, can we hold you over, Rachel, for just a couple minutes? I guess Rachel's gone already. Thanks so much for your call. You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.